Mm-hmm. You're not the kind of girl you see on TV. Won't even find me only in the streets. Oh, honey, I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweeter, tweeter, dabble, tweetin' daddy. Show people to tweet, dabble, tweetin' today. I will love you to the end. Be your best friend. Classy lady, can't you see? Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Tweet up a tweet and doo-doo, but tweet day. Day.
Thank you so much for tuning into Navigating Life After College. Today is our weekly series introducing Sasha Frank, where we speak about my personal journey. As always, I like to do a little recap, so let's go ahead and get into that. As you guys know, I had to say goodbye to someone that I thought was the one. And, you know, it was very heartbreaking to me. And I'm sure it was heartbreaking to him. I would like to think so. But I don't really think about it anymore. So that's a whole nother story. But so it was very heartbreaking at the time. And it literally led me into writing a song that was pretty much summing up the whole entire experience that I was going through at the time. You know, it was the start of this new chapter, me ending that old chapter. But I was once again expressing myself the way, the only way that I knew how, essentially. And it's so funny how different trials and tribulations bring you back to the very place, the very things, the very ways and different mechanisms that we use to express ourselves. And once again, like the beginning of my journey of navigating life after college, I literally found myself engulfed into the music world once again. And I found myself writing my song, a song that I did, an original song, where I just spoke about that ending of the relationship and all of that stuff that I was feeling at the moment, the emotions, just everything that went into it. I was writing everything down. And I use that moment to express myself. And this kind of helps me kind of transition into the next episode, because it's just so crazy how these moments really do spark what is going to be next in our lives. You know, the bad things that happen to us don't necessarily have to be considered as bad. You know, we can look at them, you know, from a perspective, a positive perspective, knowing that they were growing moments, learning lessons, and, you know, definitely blessings to some of us, gifts to some of us, because it allowed us to be able to see a piece of us that we might not have known was there at one point in time. And it took that person being in the relationship with us or friendship or whatever, just bringing out a quality in us that we didn't know was there. And that's my gift from him. You know, he brought that quality out in me to be able to express in a way that I hadn't been able to express before. So I thank you for that. I thank him for that. And it also reminds me of, you know, of course, not only of the beginning of navigating life after college, but it also reminded me of when I was in college the first time around and in my undergraduate studies, and I was going to school for marketing. At that time, I transferred from a fashion college to this school for marketing on the East Coast. And, you know, there's a whole long story about that, and I probably talked about it in another episode, but in a nutshell, I, you know, found out that, you know, I should go into marketing, and so I decided to apply for a school on the East Coast. I got in, So after doing, you know, all of the recommended classes or required classes, you know, I had some electives to kind of splurge into. So I decided to take a music class. And at that point, I remember the teacher just not really giving and being that uplifting and motivating in me, or just seeing a good quality in me. So I kind of gave up on myself in that situation because, you know, she didn't really give the best advice. And so I gave up on myself. But it's funny how God has a way of just bringing things back around, because even though you gave up on yourself back then, here's your chance to redeem yourself once more. And the mere fact that, you know, this love for something continues to come up is definitely a very big factor, a very big confirmation that God wants you to go in that direction. And it's just taking one step at a time. And to be honest with you, it all really started. My first class was in high school, my senior year in high school. And I decided to take a course because I needed one or two classes in order to graduate. So I decided to take it at a college campus alongside the home studies that I was doing. So I did that, and I found myself in a music business class. And once again, I found myself around creatives, and it was just very encouraging just being around this atmosphere of creatives who wanted to create, who were around other creators, who were, you know, music managers or wanted to be, and music artists, just all these people that were diving into the field that excited me. And not only was it exciting to me, but it was also exciting to them, you know, this field, this livelihood that most people don't really choose to go down. And it was amazing to be around all of these people who wanted to be in this field. And once again, another moment, full circle moment for me, going back to school this time around, I found myself around creatives who wanted to create, who wanted to express themselves and to learn and to just really build themselves up within the music scene, within the music education, so that they can further and build up their craft that they had always known they had. But the only difference was, you know, I didn't really have any experience in music. Yes, I might have taken a class here and there, but this whole new chapter was a whole new world for me. And so it was very hard to adjust. And of course, it didn't really hit me at the beginning. The only thing that really hit me was the mere fact that in most classes, you tend to get a lot of knowledge and just information thrown at you from like the syllabus. And when the teacher's talking and just talking and talking, I hope that I'm not just talking and talking and talking. I'm sorry if I am. But but yes, they were just giving all this information from the beginning. So I was a little overwhelmed from that. But initially I wasn't overwhelmed from all the work that was going to come with it, the coming semesters and the coming weeks and all of that stuff. Can you guys think of a moment in your life, maybe today, maybe yesterday, maybe a couple months ago, where you found yourself in a full circle moment? You know, there was a time in your past where, you know, you wanted to do something with all of your heart, but you didn't necessarily have the support around you. Or maybe you didn't really have the experience around, you know, in yourself, and the people to help you get there that would encourage you in the right way. Have you ever been there before? Can you guys think of a time where that's happened to you or where you've experienced that? It's just so crazy to me that, you know, it takes different misfortunes happening in our lives to really bring us back to this place once again. I had to find myself jobless and, you know, praying to God basically that I would finally get out of the dead end job that I was working. You know, I was praying to have a job, but when I finally got that job or got many different jobs, you know, I just found myself in this ongoing cycle of not really getting anywhere. And I was honestly tired of it. I was in Los Angeles for that amount of time, and I realized that that time was up. I learned what I needed to learn, and again, I left kicking and screaming once again, but I had to make this decision because I knew that this was my only chance to have a second chance to finally put all of my efforts, as much as I could, into this thing that I loved. And so this was my time. To do the things that I had always wanted to do from the beginning, but I never had the courage to. And although it wasn't easy by any means, I continued to move forward. And I remember talking to the guy that I thought was the one right before I was about to make this transition. I was talking to him the night that, you know, I found out that I wasn't actually gonna get the job that I was supposed to after quitting the job that offered to hire me full time. I ended up losing out on that job and then also losing out on the next opportunity as well. And so I again found myself jobless, but it was a blessing in disguise because, you know, the ultimate thing that I wanted was to go back to school. And in order for me to do that, I wasn't able to have a job that was full time because the courses that I needed were in the daytime. And that was what prevented me in the past from getting these courses was because, you know, I was scared, for one, you know, that I wouldn't be able to find a job that would offer flexibility and schedule. And then, you know, I had just moved to Los Angeles, so it's not like I could just, you know, off the bat just do that. But finally, here was my chance. And once again, I had to do it, and it didn't look the way that I expected it to because I had to move back home. And even though it might seem crazy to you, and it seemed crazy to me, it was the best thing that could have happened because it allowed me to finally start doing the things that I wanted to do. And getting back to the guy, he said that, you know, after me kind of telling my vision and stuff like that, he said, well, that's good. You know, I'm very happy for you. We all get to a place where we must choose. And so the question that I want to pose to you today is, have you gotten to a place where you're forced to choose to go left or to go right? Because on one hand, you know, it's going to look amazing, like kind of like, you know, we just got out of the holiday season, kind of like, you know, when you decorate a tree and you see all the ornament figures on there, you see how sparkling and dazzling it is. And it just looks so amazing to you. And that's the same with the job. Like, you know, it might look amazing to you on paper, the money that you'll get, the hours that you'll receive, the city that you'll live in, the title that you'll get. And then on the other hand, you have something else that's going to require work. It looks like a bunch of nothing. It's like a bunch of, it's kind of like going to the IKEA store where instead of things being assembled for you, you have to actually assemble it yourself. But the thing about it is by going to IKEA and by assembling things yourself, you know, it actually works out in your favor because you get more of the benefit of course, you lose out in time, but you actually get a greater benefit because I don't really have anything from IKEA, but I believe that the quality of work is good. And then on top of that, you get like a cheaper price. So you save money. And that's the same with life. Like you have to choose. When you hit the fork in the road, you have to choose, like, am I going to choose this because it looks amazing right now? Or am I going to choose this other direction because I know it might not look amazing right now and I might have to put the pieces together, assembling things and do the hard work and rolling up my sleeves and all of that stuff. But I know at the end of it all what I'm putting together. And after it all, I'm going to get the figure in which I built, in which God has created me to build, whether that be, you know, a business, a nonprofit, anything that you can imagine that has been placed within your heart. That entrepreneur spirit within you is there for a reason if that's the route that you're supposed to go. And of course, everyone's journey is different. But again, it goes back to whether or not you will choose the direction, the destination, the purpose, not for today, but for your tomorrow. So once again, I want to leave you with a question. What will you choose when you get to that place? Until next time.